This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and we're delighted you're with us. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And for those of you who would like to try our new listen line, it works great. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Larry Nichols is with us, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Welcome, Larry Nichols.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
Larry, very, very well. And I want to thank you for spending time with us last night at the meetup via teleseminar. It was absolutely spectacular.
Thank you.
You were wonderful. And, you know, you opened a lot of eyes. And one of our class at the meetup said to me, while you were speaking, she called me off to the side and said, "Is it true that Webb Hubble is Chelsea's father?" And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you ask him?" So she asked you, and you know, there are a lot of really, really great answers that to the questions that you had. And I said that, you know, we're going to be talking about some really neat things today and exposing what government is really like on the inside, you know, the Clinton administration, and we'll talk about the Kentucky visit. And also, we'll talk about what we need to do and the update for the documentary. So I said that we would have an update today. I posted that to about 5,000 of our closest friends on Facebook a few minutes ago. Larry, can you give us an update on the documentary that you call Revolution 2.0?
To my knowledge, as of just a few minutes ago, if you go to staterightsvideo.com, you can pre-order. There is I think there's going to be a trailer up there to kind of give you a sample or look-see at the thing. So, folks, try it. If it's there, get in your pre-order and kind of watch the little trailer thing when we get through the show, see what you think. But, you know, let me say this, Vince. Chad and you have done a tremendous job. You know, it's not an easy thing putting a video like this together and getting it ready. It's challenging. But the good news is, and trying to do it where we get it done in time to make a difference. And so Chad has done an incredible job. So all we can do at this point is let's see when people call in there and order. Let's see what they think.
Okay. Well, I was there. I was there during the video shooting. I was, I watched it, and it was really interesting. Oh, Larry, it's not statesrightsvideo.com. It's statesrights.video. Statesrights.video.
Oh, that's right.
Video.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, states' rights video.
Okay.
And I just clicked.
You're right.
All right. I don't have enough bandwidth to to run the video, but while I'm broadcasting, but I will do that during the break. So it's statesrights.video. So Larry, you know, you've done other videos, but this one's different because it's a plan, right? It not only talks about the problem, but what to do about it.
Well, for example, this Wednesday night or tomorrow night, I'll be on with Alex Jones. Alex Jones sent a crew in here a couple, 3 weeks ago, and they did a video, you should say, about me. They followed me around and all of that. And that's all well and good. I'm glad they did, because there's a lot of people that just don't know who I am. But what I wanted to do was what very few people actually ever do. You know, I wanted to say, hey, we all know there's a problem. There's got to be some way to fix it. And so when we did this video, as you know, Vince, this video is about the plan. This video is there to excite people and give people something to hold in their hand, pass it on, hold a gathering, let people come and see. And we have such a short time. I don't know how to say this, folks, but we have such a short, short time to try and save our country. And if we don't do it now, it's not going to be done. If we don't do it now, it's over. And I think I said it last night, something I don't get to say much, but I did. Had a good question. We started the beginning of the beginning of the end of our country, November 8th, or November of 2008. And let me tell everybody to go back to that moment in time. That was when everything, the bubble burst, everything was falling apart. And so then people, they put this too big to fail bill together, this massive expenditure to save the big boys. Everybody in the country was upset, called in, literally shut the Capitol switchboard down. And that was good. People let them know. But here's what happened. 6 weeks after that vote was cast, every person that voted for it was reelected. And that was the day the beginning of the end started, because then they were no longer afraid of us. They have nothing to fear with us. As long as they play politics as you're supposed to, they'll just keep getting things their way. And subsequently, things have gone down significantly. Now, I just saw a snippet on TV of Hillary getting on a stage. But that wasn't the thing. What I saw going with her on the stage was the guy that was representing the government to put all that together. I can't remember. He was, I can't think of his name, but the architect of that bailout was standing with Hillary Clinton on stage. To go figure that. Another one of the, of course, when he took the job, I said, guys, you got to be kidding me. He was Goldman Sachs. He was a head of Goldman Sachs. And then he gets brought in to solve the problem that Goldman Sachs caused and the other big investment firms. But we didn't do anything about it. afraid of us. Now, having said that, probably if we had voted them all out, it would have been time, and then they would have done everything the way they do anyway. But we have states' rights, and it should have been states' rights then. It should be states' rights now. And for everybody that watches the video, and you're going to get the comments, well, who is this guy? Why is this guy so smart? Well, this guy is not so smart. But if there's any smartness to me, it's the fact that I had enough sense to let our founding fathers pick the solution. They're the ones that gave us this plan. They're the ones that told us what to do when we get right here in this moment in time. And that's what the plan is. So if somebody jumps you when you're showing them the video and says, who is this guy? What makes you think his plan actually would work? Tell them, folks, it's not his plan. Our founding fathers put it together. That's why there is the 10th Amendment. And as we said in our last thing Friday, Vince, the Constitution is specifically designed to tell us in perpetuity what the government, federal government's not supposed to do, what it's not supposed to be able to touch. So, I think you will. You know, Vince, I don't know. Your audience here is so informed, so I don't know when you get the video if you're going to hear anything necessarily earth-shattering that's different than what you already know. But I do know this. It gives you something to show the people around you what to do.
Larry, that's exactly right. And some of our other instructors have made videos. John Moore put together a video about global warming, violent climate change. And what I did was I went to some of our closest friends' homes. And, you know, when I visited them and I said, I brought this video for you to see. Would you like to see it? And they said, well, yes, look at it right now. And so we would sit with them for, you know, the entire video. And they'd watch it. And then they'd say, wow, we're in a lot of trouble. And that's exactly what's going to happen if you see this video. But it's a call to action. Not only is it going to tell you what the problem is, how we got here, who the players were, but what we need to do about it right now. Larry Nixon, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, it's Tuesday, and Larry Nichols is with us on Tuesday for 2 hours. And, Larry, I just got off the phone with Chad King, and Chad King is the producer of Revolution 2.0. He's going to be joining us right at the top of the hour. So in 36 minutes, Chad will be joining us to share with us his thoughts on Revolution 2.0. Larry, we have George in Mississippi calling. George, welcome.
Morning. Larry, during the first presidential campaign, James Carville was dating Mary Matlin. Was he using her to get information about the Bush campaign?
You know, George, thanks for calling, buddy. That's been my problem all along. Yeah, they were sharing information. But George is much deeper than Carl and his wife. I'm telling you all, I have been there, George. I've been there when the two sides, Democrat, Republican, when we met in the cloakroom in Washington, D.C., in the Senate chamber or the House chamber, and we divided up, okay, this time, Democrats, you're going to be against this. We're going to, Republicans, you're going to be for it. Next time, da-da-da, and so forth. They all communicate together. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. And there's no way. Think about it, George. If you were a candidate running for the most important seat in America, would you have on your staff, leading one of the leaders of your staff, be dating a consultant for the RNC? Does that even make sense?
No, it doesn't. And are you telling us it was already decided before then that Clinton was going to be in?
Yes. How do I know that, George, you're saying. Now, folks, let me tell you something. And, George, please hear me on this. There are things that I will tell you when it's my opinion. I will say it is my opinion. But when I tell you something that I know to be true, I can prove it in a court of law and fully expect to have to. Now, Bill Clinton's state police security guards, when they were running that first campaign, when they finally came out and joined me, told me, number one, of Perot, Ross Perot, that Ross Perot was there as a ringer, and Bill Clinton talked to him every day. Every day during that race. And then Perot, much like Trump is today, got so much traction that all of a sudden he looked like a threat. Perot was only supposed to pull down 6% of George Bush's votes, Dutch Bush. That's all he was supposed to do, enough to make sure Bill Clinton won. So there's point one. But point two, how can I prove that it was already determined before that race that Clinton would win? Well, it's the people I work for, George, the Stevens brothers, Jack and Whit. Jack and Whit Stevens. They own Stevens Investment Firm, the largest investment firm outside of Wall Street in the world. Well, get this. Mr. Whit Stevens was with me, or not with me, but with the Republicans. I'm sorry, the Democrats. But guess who was the finance chairman for George Bush's campaign? Jack Stevens, the other brother. Think about that. And by the way, he came back again when Clinton ran the second term, and he was campaign finance chairman for Bob Dole. One of the people that controlled Clinton when he was governor. And those records are available if anybody wants to look them up. Now, I would call that collusion. What about you, George?
I would say so. Okay, well, you answered my question. I appreciate it.
You bet, George.
All right.
George, thanks so much for calling in. And so obviously the next question is, was George Bush sold out? I guess that's the next question for Larry Nichols.
I'll tell you about that, a story you won't believe.
Okay. Larry Nichols, live on USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Larry Nichols is with us. And Larry, one of the things that we've mentioned on this broadcast is the phrase selected for your voting pleasure. The candidates have been selected for your voting pleasure. And a lot of us villagers will say things like, geez, you know, nobody good ever runs. It's always, you know, we have to choose between the evil of two lessers or the lesser of two evils, whichever way you prefer to say it. And, you know, as voters, we're disgusted with the choices, but the choices have been already made for us. And what you were talking about with our last caller, George, is that the outcome is predetermined.
Well, let me give you an example. A couple of months or 3 months ago, y'all will remember, I believe, that, what's his name, the Mormon, Romney, was thinking about getting back in the race. So here was Bush. He was going to run. He already announced. And here was Romney. What you didn't know was about a meeting. You knew about the meeting, but you didn't know about what went on inside that meeting. Fortunately, because of friends I have, I found out about it, Vince. And in that meeting, Bush approached Romney to be his vice president because Bush was going to get the nomination. And they didn't want Romney in, so they made a deal with Romney. You can be vice president. When Romney said no to that the next day, he made it clear he was not running. It was already decided then. This is or was a Bush-Clinton ticket since day one. Predetermined, predisposed. Trump may have thrown a cog in that wheel. Now, going back to George H. Bush's election, so that you know, I have a good friend, his name is Ed Gillespie, former chairman of the RNC. Now, I can't remember if he was chairman at the time, but anyway, he's very high up, or was very high up, in the RNC. He called me. He said, Nichols, we got this thing won, don't we? I said, well, Bush was running after the Gulf War. If y'all can remember, after the Gulf War, when that race started, George Bush had a 91 to 92% approval rating because we had just defeated Iraq. It was high center, buddy. And I said, well, Ed, that's fine. At that time, Clinton had not yet been made for sure the nominee. But he was going to be, and I told him he was going to be. But I told Ed it's not certain. He said, well, I don't see how he can lose because Bush is not a gambler. I said, fine, you better hang on. It wasn't a week later until I heard something. I heard Carville. You know, I know these people, Vince. I heard Carville give the line out, it's the economy, stupid. Now, he floated that, which is what you're seeing a lot of today, trial balloons. The minute I heard, it's the economy, stupid, I got on the phone to Gillespie and I said, Bush is sunk. It wasn't 2 weeks after that that George Bush goes through this grocery line and sees this scanner and said, wow, what technology, when every house in America knew that technology. And all of a sudden, it's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. Here we come up. I think there were four debates that year, maybe five, but I think it was four. Gillespie called me. Guess what? That 90-something percent lead had dwindled down to where it wasn't close, real close yet, but I said it was close. Getting closer. He had lost massively. He had asked me, with the debate coming up, would I help? I said, well, I don't like Bush, but I damn sure don't like Clinton. So, yeah, I'll help. I'll tell Bush, I'll tell his people exactly how to win the debate against Bill Clinton. He said, great, that's what we need. He gets me on a conference call with the trainers for George H. Bush. And they said, okay, now they're real smart alecky, right? You know, they go, okay, you seem to have some kind of magic. What is your magic? I said, it's simple, guys, and that made me mad, and that's probably where I messed up. I said, it's simple, guys. Get the president to get on the stage, look at Bill Clinton, and call him a liar. So what will that gain us? I said, well, if you don't know it yet, the media is helping Clinton win. They're behind him. I didn't go into why with the Stevenses and the money and all that. I just said they are. And I said, now, what you need to do is have George Bush call Bill Clinton a liar right there on the stage, which will force the media to have to investigate what Bush called him a liar, and you'll find out that he was lying. Okay, we're not going to do that. Fine. They hung up. They didn't do it. Bush gets whacked in the debate. Now they're starting to get real close. Gillespie calls me again. He said, look, I know they offended you, but will you please talk to the people again? We've got to get something done because he's losing. I said, no joke. Once again, they call me they set up this conference call, Vince. I say the same thing. You got to do it. They said, no, we're not going to do it. Okay, fine. Get lost. The next debate comes. Gillespie's nearly in tears. He says, what are we going to do, Larry? You got to help us. I said, I'll do what I did before. He gets them on. Now, this time, next to the last debate, because they're losing now. I mean, it's close. And the momentum was in Clinton's direction, so it was over. I said, you got to get him up and call Bill Clinton a liar. Well, are you sure that'll work? I said, look, I will tell you what to call him a liar. I'll tell you what Bush should say, what issue, and then when Bill Clinton answers it, have Bush tell him he's a liar. It'll all be done. It will be over. It'll happen. They come back, see the debate. He didn't do it. So Gillespie calls me the last time, and Ed says, Larry, they'll listen to you this time. I said, I don't know why you say that. They haven't yet. They get on the line with me. I tell them the same thing. So this time, I give them an issue. I don't even remember what it was. They have Bush bring this issue up, make Clinton answer it, make him answer it, and then when he answers it, then have Bush go on lock. Well, it wasn't, I don't know, a day or two before the campaign, before the debate, I mean. And I get a call from that crew with Gillespie. Now, I am told, prior to this call, that the president's on the line. But because of not wanting to get exposed for being in cahoots with me, he's not going to say anything, but we want him to hear what you have to say. I said, that's fine. I don't need to talk to him. Get on. Here they come. Same thing. Here I give them the issue. I say, call him a liar. And one of the trainers said, well, I don't think that's very presidential. So obviously, Bush had told him that's what he couldn't do. And I said, you tell the SOB, and I didn't say SOB, you're going to blow the race. And then we're going to have Bill Clinton for president. So make up your mind. Either you're for this country or you're against it. I don't know. Here came the last debate. Bush gets caught looking at his watch, looking like a ninny. And, of course, he loses the debate, hands down, and Bill Clinton wins the campaign. So, you know, Vince, I tell you that story so that your audience needs to know this ain't my first rodeo. It's not. Let me give you a couple of things you might want to check out. I was in Washington handling Tommy Robinson, congressman from Arkansas, Democrat. I'm bouncing in and out of Washington. I go by the post office, and I'm seeing cash, I mean bundles of cash being handed off to congressmen. And I thought, what in the world? Go back, look, stay there around the post office, watched it, and another one came through, got a bundle of cash. Well, what I found out was that the post office at the Capitol, the congressmen and senators could go in there and kite checks. So you know what I did? I went public with it and brought it out. I went to the Washington Times and wrote the story. Now, I didn't let my name get attached to it because I was working with Tommy Robinson and I didn't want to get him in trouble being associated with me. So Wesley Pruden printed the story. Oh, my God, did it blow up. Most of you, if you were old enough and had the memory, you will remember the, you know, the Congressional Post Office. But what happened next was really weird. When the story broke, who was the largest guy that had the most money? Tommy Robinson. He owed $140,000. And I thought Tommy was going to kill me. I mean, he still don't like me over that. And then after that, I was with Tommy, and I made the deal with with Mr. Witt and Mr. Jack. We wanted Tommy to switch from Democrat to Republican, and then they wanted him to run for the governor of Arkansas. I told them, you don't need to do that. You better not. Nope, that's what we're going to do. I was on the stage when Tommy Robinson switched from Democrat to the Republican Party. What y'all didn't see was the check that Tommy made them present to him before he said a word for $650,000. So you see, folks, I've been around this stuff. I've been around it. I'm sorry, Vince, for boring your audience, but those are things I think to help maybe people understand just who I am.
Larry, during the last break, I posted a link to the trailer to the documentary Revolution 2.0. So, class, if you'd like to see that, just go to usapreparis.com, usapreparis.com.
Vince, does that trailer have music on it?
Yeah, but it's not yours. It's not.
Okay.
The songs that I've heard from you. However, I believe the video, the documentary, does have your music on it, and we'll find out from Chad King in about 14 minutes. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Larry Nichols is with us. I just got off the phone with Chad King. He's going to be calling in, and we'll be talking about the documentary right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Larry, the question that I was thinking about before, and I believe you answered it, but let's make sure. Was Bush sold out? Was George Bush sold out by his finance chairman?
Well, yes. You see, believe it or not, folks, in a campaign, probably the biggest hammer when it comes to crunch time is the campaign finance chairman. That's the person that can tell a candidate, you do this and our funds will dry up. So you say this or you do that. And I think Stevens set a trap. I don't know that Bush did it. I don't think he threw it. I guess that's what's confusing the folks. I don't think George H. threw it. But I don't think he realized, although as much government that he had been in since all his life, he should have known he was being set up. Number one, Vince, why on earth, if you were president of the United States and you have all of this intelligence community, why on earth would you let the person that controlled Clinton when he was governor, why would you allow that guy to be a campaign finance chairman? Are you kidding me? I mean, as a matter of fact, that's what I told them. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so yeah, it was predetermined. And in that particular race, that predetermination was made by the wealthy people in this country, represented by Mr. Jack and Mr. Whit Stevens. They had it going both ways, folks. And I'm telling you, somebody's got this one, the establishment Republican Party. You know, I heard just this morning some news reporter or something talking about Trump's speech in Dallas last night. You know, 20,000 people, the excitement, something that the RNC has never had. Excitement like in the old days with Obama. And, you know, this guy was saying, you know, what's really weird is here the RNC had this kind of excitement at an event, but instead of being elated, you know, they don't know what to do because, you see, they don't want him to be the candidate. They've already got all this made. And normally, Vince, they can do it. Normally, folks, the establishment controls everything. Why? Because they control the money. So the candidate they want is going to have all the funds he needs to run everybody else out of bucks. In a primary, it's about who runs out of money. But see, they're in a mess with Trump because Trump don't need their money. That's the secret that nobody is telling y'all. Why are they so befuzzled by Trump? It's because the tricks they've always used to control who we get to vote for don't work with Trump. Because it's a simple matter in a primary. You'll start seeing it pretty soon. You'll start seeing candidates when they drop out, Vince. They're going to drop out because the money dries up. You know, when you're sitting there at 1%, 2%, even 6%, guess what? How do you go to a big donor and say, give me, you know, can you put into this pack $100,000? Are you kidding me? You got 2%. How are you going to get from 2% up? So it cuts the money off. And therefore, the establishment always wins. You see? Simple. I can tell you how the polls. Let me tell you right quick. You take Donald Trump's numbers. You take Ben Carson's numbers. Today, it's Trump 27, Carson 23. I'll tell you about that when we come back. That tells you something you need to hear.
Larry Nichols is with us, and we're going to come back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Chad King's going to be joining us as well, the producer of Revolution 2.0. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that you just don't learn in school. You really don't. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.